Welcome to Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Well, for those who may have thought that I've been over the top with my fixation regarding the high cost of everything in Switzerland, please take note. It's now official. A few hours ago, the World Bank in Washington published a report declaring that Switzerland is the most expensive and high-priced country in the world, followed by Norway. Australia is number four, and the United States comes in at a dirt-cheap 25th place. Incidentally, and very significantly, Swiss Radio has so far not reported this. Perhaps this is yet another example of something else I've maintained, namely that this country is in denial and nobody wants to rock the boat. I'm bringing this to your attention not only to confirm my contentions, but also because it serves as a backdrop to a national referendum later this month on the issue of establishing a minimum wage in Switzerland. This country is rolling in money. But believe it or not, Switzerland does not have a legally established minimum wage. So why not? Those against the idea say that it will undermine this country's tradition of collective contracts for trades and professions, which are almost always high by international standards. On the other hand, promoters of a minimum wage maintain that those not protected by collective contracts are paid slave wages and have no way to make ends meet in this most expensive country in the world. So how much are we talking about here? Would you believe $20 an hour? Yes, that's all the promoters are asking for. But the opposition is enormous, following the usual predictable pattern of standard fear-mongering tactics. We hear slogans like, "This will kill the restaurant trade," or, "It isn't right that unproductive people should be paid a guaranteed wage." If you sense something greedy or inhumane about this, then I would agree with you. There is so much money and personal wealth in Switzerland, yet there seems to be so little willingness to share it. As I wrote in last month's letter, a favorite Swiss folk slogan is, "If you want to get rich, do what rich people do." Well, what they're doing is to greedily rake in huge personal profits and share little with those who make it possible. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "You can judge the state of development of a country by the way it treats its animals." With all due respect to the great soul, I would suggest that the state of development of a country can be judged by the way it treats its lowest paid. In addition to the newly produced material offered on the website and here on PCJ Media, we also feature some old vintage reports and features from the pre-Switzerland in Sound days. The information they contain may no longer be valid or up to date, but we present this material as a sound document for your listening pleasure. Here is one of those vintage items. There are about 20 time-tested, recognized spas in this country, found all over the country, in all the linguistic and cultural regions. Most of them enjoy international fame and popularity that goes back centuries. Thanks to the geothermal and mineralization activities of the Alps, Swiss spas offer a wide range of waters, each suited to a particular set of medical complaints. And it's no haphazard thing. Swiss spa clinics have highly trained medical and paramedical personnel and comprehensive rehabilitation facilities in a natural setting and healthy climate. In addition to that, most spas in this country feature off-clinic recreational and entertainment facilities that provide the patient with non-medical activities that are attractive for the whole family. Incidentally, a complete catalog is available from the Swiss National Tourist Office. The classic cure for the most common complaints, especially of the joints, muscles, and spine, lasts 3 weeks. But before continuing with the present and future of Swiss therapeutic spas, let's look at their glorious and colorful past. Walter Wenger is the director of tourism of the town of Baden, near Zurich, which has a 2,000-year-old tradition as a highly developed watering spot.
200 years ago, of course, when the celebrities and well-known people loved to go to the spas and taking their water there and listening to the concert in the wonderful parks. This was also the time when in Switzerland, and especially in the Swiss spas, began this time when the Grand Hotel went built. So it's about 1800. Today it's more serious. Today we know much more about the thermal water, how it works. We know more about all the treatments and the combination of the hot springs, of the thermal water with modern medical know-how makes actually the effort and the success why the Swiss spas are blooming. Especially younger people, they began to think and to take more care of their body. They do taking the waters for swimming, for sport reasons, for pleasure reasons, and they do not wait until they have certain problems with their knees or backs, things like this. The spa develops is going in mainly two directions. The one direction is more sport-oriented, combined with summer sport, hiking, or winter sport, skiing. And the other direction is more culture. Go to the museum, going to a classical concert, going to a ballet or whatever. We realized that the cure, as we say, should involve the whole body, the soul and the body. So it's necessary not only being in a hotel, taking the water, having the medical treatments, also something for the spirit and soul. We had to go all this way through all these centuries to find back to what the Romans discovered already 2,000 years ago.
Now let's turn to Baden, which, in case some people don't realize, is the German word for bath, actually. And look at the facilities here.
Baden is a nice medieval little Swiss town, so with a lot of life and little restaurants and museums and theaters. We have 19 hot springs here.
What seems to be the main types of cases that you treat here in Baden?
The main types is rheumatism generally, all kinds of rheumatism. And the thermal water is the strongest in mineral of all in Switzerland. It's sulfur water. And it's very warm, it's 47 degrees coming out, bubbling out of the Mother Earth, and it's free for thousands of years, and we're happy to use it.
And not far from Baden is another famous spa, that of Bad Schinsnach. It too was discovered by the Romans and was commercially developed in 1696. Bad Schinsnach is a complex of well-kept stone buildings housing the clinic facilities, all nestled in a secluded setting in a large park. Bad Schinsnach is really a self-contained spa center, also featuring its own hotel and gourmet restaurant catering to a variety of dietary needs. The general manager of the complex is Anatina Pinosch.
We are totally specialized on medicine. We have now four doctors, and two doctors, they are specialized in rheumatism, and one is specialized in heart diseases and circulatory diseases. Then besides the swimming and the walking, we also have other sports facilities. We have a golf course, a 9-hole golf course. We have tennis courts. And one can also go fishing if you like to do that. And again, that's something very relaxing, and a lot of people do go fishing here.
Are you equipped to handle traumatic injuries, for example, automobile accidents, sports injuries? Do you have many people of that type who come here?
Yes, we do. We do have, and also the doctors are equipped or have the know-how to do that, and we have had also people who had accidents with the Delta flying. And, I mean, one guy was here and almost every bone was broken, and they fixed him again. He came in here with the ambulance, and I think 8 weeks later he walked out of the hotel.
Well, here we are actually in one of the facilities in the main bathing area, and we have several rooms. This is a semicircular building, actually, and it's quite warm in here, and we see individual bathing places. This is the original building. How did these individual places work? They look like something like old-fashioned jacuzzis.
That's right, like old-fashioned jacuzzis, and they were all made out of wood. And you would sit in those wooden boxes, which were in the floor. Today, we still have a few, but they're all laid out with tiles, so you don't really have that wood anymore. And it's more hygienical as well. And then we have the swimming pool.
What is the idea of the bathing, at least here at Chinsnok? Just soaking in the water, or are people encouraged to do certain exercises in the water?
Well, when they are in those individual holes, if I may call them so, then they just lay in the water and just soak there. But when they are with the therapist in the swimming pool, then they are forced to make movements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's easier to learn to move again in the water than in the air. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the first week of the 3 weeks, they spend them most of the time in the water with the therapist.
One of this country's newest and most unusual spas is the one in the village of Brighton, spelled B-R-E-I-T-E-N, at the eastern end of Canton Valley in southern Switzerland. Lying below Europe's longest glacier, the Aletsch Glacier, Brighton offers a hearty mountain setting for those who prefer a quieter alpine environment. But there's plenty of activities available for those who want them, ranging from skiing to discos, and the larger town of Brieg is close by. The other noteworthy fact about Brighton is that it features salt water. Dr. Franziska Schmid tells the story behind the founding of the spa clinic by her father in 1966.
My father was run over by a drunk in a car about 30 years ago, and he was in a very serious condition. He had, for instance, his leg bones in 24 pieces, and was operated the whole night long, staying in the hospital. And these bones wouldn't mend together. And finally, as a last resort, he was sent to do a cure in a spa with salt water. And the doctor said, now you will do that cure in 3 weeks, you come back, I think we have to amputate your leg. My father went to this cure, and after 3 weeks, it was really a miracle. These bones were mending together. You don't see anything now. We have rambling weeks for years now in Brighton. He's doing tours of 5-6 hours without any problem, like any other person.
Now, you have your own water source here in Brighton, but you actually add salts to the water. What kind of water comes out of it in the end? What is it similar to?
The water that comes out is similar to the water you get in the Mediterranean Sea, but we have heated it at 33 degrees, and naturally, of course, the water is clean, it's not polluted. Mm. And our water we have here, it's a special source we have, is full of minerals too, so you have a very rich water.
What particular conditions are indicated for cures at Brighton?
Now, there are different conditions. You have skeletal and muscular problems, arthritic conditions, Bechterew, spinal problems, rehabilitation after serious orthopedic and neurological operations, female diseases, certain types of female sterility.
Can you actually reverse that certain sterility?
If it is in a primary grade, you have a big chances that the treatment will succeed. Then we treat some sorts of circulatory disease and general deterioration of the joints.
Brighton is also recognized officially as what is called a climate resort. Yes. What is that?
There are very hard conditions to get this title. We have a climate here who is very indicated for all sort of pulmonary diseases, for nervous disorders, and for circular diseases.
Another climate and rehabilitation spa center is found farther west and nestled higher up in the Alps of Canton Valley at an altitude of 2,000 meters. It's Leuker Bad, another Swiss spa discovered originally by the Romans and which is one of this country's most popular. The village's calcium sulfate springs flow into 20 facilities at the rate of 20 million liters a day at a temperature of 51 degrees Celsius. It should have become evident by now that taking the waters is regarded as a serious scientific medical tool in Switzerland, so much so that Swiss medical insurance funds underwrite the cost of prescribed spa therapies, for those insured, of course. Leuker Bad is perhaps one of the best examples of how an ancient tradition of taking the waters has been adapted to modern lifestyle. In harmonious coexistence with the clinics and traditional spa hotels, the visitor finds a wide range of sports and recreational activities and nightlife that offers something for everyone. I met the tourism director of Leuker Bad, Josef Zenhäuser, at one of the village's biggest attractions.
It's toward evening now. It's getting dark in the Alps of Canton Valley. We have water coming out of fountains here. Puffs of steam all over the place. It looks like the setting for a London fog story. We have the beautiful mountains and snow and people walking around with bathing suits and lollying around in the warm waters here of Leuker Bad in the public spa.
Now you can see around you young people coming with the skis. They're coming down from the slopes, up from Torrent, and then they take a bath, and that's just fun, or perhaps a little bit of prevention.
So it's a sort of a pre-après-ski then?
Yes, that's...
Or getting ready for après-ski.
Yes.
This is an interesting point, and that is that years ago, the image of the spa was that of crippled people, people who were ill, usually the elderly who came here. This is not true anymore at all.
Now look down, there's even a girl in bikini swimming around. And this...
I mustn't lean over too far, I'll fall in the water.
You know, we have about 20 pools in the village, the pools in the clinic and so on. And in this spa center, we have 10 pools. And we wanted to create a holiday atmosphere here, and not only an atmosphere like in a hospital. So these different pools, these whirlpools and so on, where you feel well. We just opened a new sports center with three indoor tennis courts and so on. I think this kind of investments we did help to change also the image. So people, they often say some years ago we have to go to Leuker Bad, and now they like to go, and that's the image you would like to have.
It's getting chilly standing out here. I think it's time to recapture the tradition of the Romans and do something civilized and do something for the prevention and the relaxation. Jump into the thermal baths of Leuker Bad. Mr. Josef Zenhäuser, the tourist director of Leuker Bad in the Valley Alps of southern Switzerland, thank you very much. And that concludes our program today about the spas of Switzerland. Hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope that you might even have a chance to come over and find out for yourself what it can do for the spirit. This is Bob Zanotti. Thank you very much for listening.
If you want more information about Switzerland in Sound, check them out online at www.switzerlandinsound.com.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.